T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Some nights are like that. Cam Jordan's one of the better players in this league on the defensive line, and it's a tough matchup for anybody in this league to go against him, especially when you have to drop back and pass, and they know that. So I just tell those guys to keep fighting.
That's the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan. It is a Falcons Monday, by the way, brought to you by Xfinity. It's beyond Wi-Fi. This is X-Fi. Only from Xfinity. Xfinity, get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X5. Midday show, Andy and Randy. Willie P in for Andy. We're getting to you towards what's trending. The Falcons back on the practice field this morning. Did find out that Chris Lindstrom is back at practice with the Falcons for the first time since week one, which is a good sign for them. Austin Hooper also back for the first time in 3 weeks, coming back off the sprained MCL. No sign of Julio Jones at practice. Matt Bosher also back, booming punts. Some encouraging signs heading toward a Carolina game this week, Randy, which I tell you what, if you were ever wanting to get yourself back healthy again, it would be with this team.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing with Carolina is that they're playing for their coach's job also. There's a lot of questions that go on up there with Coach Ron. Is Cam coming back? All these type things. I mean, is it safe to say that his situation pretty much settled, you think?
I mean, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know, because I just think the biggest wild card in this whole thing is Arthur Blank.
Without a doubt, because the thing with Mr. Blank is, you know, he don't want to fire anybody.
No.
You know, he does not want to replace
anybody.
He's a big
loyalty guy.
He is. That's why I think Thomas has been around as long as he has. But, you know, my thing is, and I hate when people do this. I understand the situation. People are like, well, he has, when a head coach is fired, it's 20 other families and everything that are affected by it. They got to move their kids and everything. You know this when you're getting coaching that might happen. So,
right.
I mean, these guys know this can happen. You can't take that into the account of having too much loyalty to your guys. But there's a lot of question marks going on in Carolina. I want to send a shout out to my man, G.O. I saw that big hit, Greg Olson. I saw that big hit that he took yesterday, got knocked out for a little bit. So hopefully he's all right. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to get right, go on and get right against this mediocre Panthers team.
Here's my question to you. If you fire the coach, what does that fix?
As far as in season?
Well, not at all.
Oh, well.
Doesn't fix the fact that you have a roster that's somewhat broken and you're hamstrung with the cap. I'm not saying that's a reason to not fire him, but it's like, okay, if that's the case, then go get an offensive guy that will reset the future of the franchise.
Well, I mean, when you look at when you move on from a head coach, you try to find an upgrade from just philosophy.
Right.
And Dan brought in a philosophy that got you to a Super Bowl, that got you back to the playoffs the following year. It just hasn't been working. Then you can trump one of those years up to injuries. But this year, what can you trump it up to, man? I mean, seriously, what can you? Because I told people this.
I think it's scheme and obstinance.
They put too much. They put too much on the fact that Dan was saying, "Okay, I'm going to call the defense. All my guys are healthy, and this is how we're going to get it done." And offensively, you went out there and you hired Dirk Kurt, a veteran play caller in this game. You go out there and you sign two guys off the street as far as free agents in Jamon Brown and James Carpenter. You draft 2 first round offensive line, and everything that you probably mapped out this offseason right after the draft or possibly before the draft has gone wrong. Everything. Nothing has gone right.
How much optimism did you have in June?
Ooh, Willie P. I think that my optimism came from I thought that everybody was coming back healthy. Hmm. I know what kind of defensive coordinator Dan Quinn is, and I did like the hire of Dirk Cutter, and I thought with Mike Mularkey and all these guys, because I'm thinking that you're bringing these guys in to enhance your offense, not run the same thing that you want everybody to run. Because that was the thing that hamstrung Steve Sarkisian. You wanted him to run the Falcons offense instead of letting him do what he does best. I think you're making Dirk Cutter run the Falcons offense instead of letting Dirk do what he does. And I honestly thought it was going to be a lot different. I thought Mike Mularkey's here. We're going to have – because Jamon Brown and Carpenter, They've played in the zone scheme that the Falcons like to run, but they're downhill power runners. They're double teams. They're pulling guards, kicking out things, opening holes. I really thought they were going to run that kind of offense this year, but they haven't.
We'll talk more Falcons with Harry Douglas when he joins us a little bit less than 20 minutes from now. We'll also ask him why he got somebody fired.
Yeah, man. Harry, even though he was 100% right.
We will also solicit your Ask Me Anything, your AMA questions, too, as well, on the text line at 404-741-0929, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Ask us anything you possibly could want to ask us, not only there, but also at 929TheGame on Twitter and at Wendy Radio, where Wendy will answer our question or ask us the questions, and we will answer them about 35 minutes from now.
He's got to continue to improve and play better, and Jake gets us in and out of a lot of situations, so that was big for us. I mean, I think he'll be the first to tell you he's not playing perfect. He's got to play better, but we got to help him around it. We got to help him with the run game, help him with some passing game to help him play the way he needs to play.
That's Kirby Smart, of course, talking about the elephant in the room, which is the fact that Georgia didn't have any wide receivers.
We got wide receivers. They're just young.
We have bodies.
They're young.
You have bodies.
But the guy who yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm just telling you it is.
Yeah, we thin over there, man. It's not the fact that we're thin. Yeah, we thin. Yeah. So, I mean, you said something earlier in the show, and you're right. Without Pickens and Cager, you're going to have to find other ways to manufacture a pass game.
Right.
You know what I mean? I keep saying about the fan I am of Blaylock. I like him a lot. He can do some things, but is he ready to take on the threshold of having to be that number one guy? You got James Cook. You can do certain things with him as far as, you know, throwing him out to the flats and all that. And then you got Tyler Simmons, who, you know, he's upperclassman, but you just don't know which one is going to show up. And we got to find something else that Jake Fromm did. He's mastered the back shoulder. You got to hit something else.
I don't know if there's like a law in the county code up there in Athens where you have to attach the tight end to the line, that's like a law or something like that. But you can detach Eli Wolf and use him as a slot receiver, right?
Yeah. And just saying. Eli had a big play. That was a big play.
Right.
Big catch and run after the catch by him. And Charlie Warner, he had his first ever touchdown at Georgia, which I thought, no, really? And he was the third read on that play. So, I mean, you got to find ways. This is where Coley, hopefully he gets imaginative and, like, put these guys in different formations. We talk about the Falcons getting the ball out quick. Well, how about just get the ball out of Jake's hands and put it? Because once these guys get the ball in their hands, they can do certain things.
I just always feel like, you know, I don't want to get into a situation where, like Gronk is an amazing talent. Okay, with the New England Patriots, and he was an amazing talent. He revolutionized kind of the way we look at the tight end in football. I just don't understand why more teams haven't gone to a guy of that model, where it's a guy who maybe can be a pass-catching threat in the slot, move him around, and make him a matchup nightmare for you.
Yeah, I mean, all roles evolve. So maybe because one thing we do, we only see what happens on Saturday. We don't see, maybe they try to put something in for him, he couldn't get it down or something like that. That's the only thing we can go by is what we see on Saturdays. But I saw that Kirby, you know, he met with the media this morning, and he said this LSU game is it's going to be the hardest game of his coaching career. And it is, because they just bring another dimension. Just like Shock said, they can do so many things dynamic on offense.
Huge from a national standpoint, because obviously if we lose this game, I mean, they're going to kick us out. They don't want us in there anyway. We'd drop to 20, you know. I mean, Georgia loses to this very same team, and the very next day it's how do we keep Georgia in it? We win to the team that beat South Carolina, and it's how do we get Clemson out? It's the dadgum mistake. So it's big because, you know, they can't vote us out. I mean, we got to go 30-0. I mean, we ain't got no choice. But we don't play nobody.
I thought Dabo said he wasn't a politician.
He did say that. And he's just talking out the side of his, you know what, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, okay, I said it earlier. I agree with everything he said about Georgia. I mean, but nobody was trying to keep Clemson out of nothing. Everybody knows y'all one of the best teams in America. Just because they're associated with the ACC conference, they ain't nothing like ACC conference. They are one of the best teams in America that would be favored over every other team in the college football playoffs right now.
When they had their like big fanfare, come back to campus, show off the trophy deal at Death Valley, I stood next to him and I said, okay, you've won a championship. Last time you won the championship, you basically had lost everything. You lost to Sean, you lost all these pieces. how are you going to find the motivation for this team next year? And he says, oh, we'll find it. We'll always find a way to get this team motivated.
And that's what they're doing.
I think this is all this is.
That's all that is right there. Everybody knows that Dabo has the premier program in America. He is the coach. He is a voice of college football, as my man Chuck Reese said. And right now he is, you know, he's trying to find something. And again, we keep saying it. Dabo's loving it. He's loving this right here because he can go back with the disrespect card that he don't need to play because his team's just better than everybody else.
It's a dadgum mistake.
Yeah.
He's three things. He's a master marketer.
Yes.
He's great in the room with recruits.
Yes.
Great with moms. And he is a master motivator. That's his three things. And he's got great assistants around him.
That's one of the better things, that he has great assistants around him. But hey, CEO.
Snap is down. The kick is on the way. And the kick. He missed it. It hit the upright. And with 2 minutes to go, Auburn will get the ball back leading by three. Wow. Can you believe it?
I love when you can hear the doink.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just the woodwork. Just being like, just crazy. Give it to me again.
It'll be a 30-yard field goal to tie it for Alabama's Joseph Bulovas. This kick is on the way. It is up. And it hits the upright. Oh, my God. It hits the left upright.
I love Eli.
I hate to do my guy like that.
Yeah,
but
love Eli.
That's just so, ugh.
But, yeah, whatever, JB. Hit the kick, man. All right? Nobody want to hear you see your tweeted out letter, man. All right?
Also, yeah. Saban's got to stop.
You use the bathroom down your leg, all right?
Saban's got to stop with this. So it was unfair. Come on, man.
The unfair card is about getting on my nerves. Because
what you've been over the course of the last 8 years of college football? Unfair.
Yeah, because you've been whipping up on everybody. Now,
redonkulous.
It is redonkulous.
Right?
Congratulations to Coach Gus Bus. He just got another 2-year extension because he beat Alabama. I ain't never seen a coach that be on the hot seat more than Gus.
Ed O. O was on a hot seat
not like Gus. I mean, Gus go to the Peach Bowl and win it, and he on the hot seat coming back next year. Is Gus coming back? I mean, but
it's because all that matters to Auburn fans is beating Alabama.
That's it, man. And you look at this right here. I mean, is Alabama? I mean, no, I'm not gonna say that because I mean they're losing a whole lot, and we found out Wendy told me that Waddle he has to come back one more year. Everybody else, all the other three receivers can leave, which I think all three of them are gonna go.
Well, here's the other part of this too. What do we talk about usually in a year with Alabama in the offseason? It's coordinators and assistant coaches going everywhere.
Yeah, he loses somebody. Is there somebody on the staff right now that he's gonna lose? I doubt it. That we know of.
But here's the other part of this. I don't know if they could withstand another turnover on that. I think maybe they've gotten to the point where they can't withstand the kind of turnover that they've had.
It's a possibility, man, because, I mean, you know that with success, you know, you lose guys. We were talking earlier in the show, we were talking about Joe Brady, how he's like this hot commodity because of how LSU's offense has transformed it. He doesn't call any of the plays, but just the impact that he's had on the suggestions that he had on it is – I got some people talking about, should we make him our head coach? I'm like, me and you both are under the same mindset. I don't know about that. Maybe OC, but head coach? Nah.
Gentleman on the text line, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, says the guy needed to write the letter was Mac Jones because of his two pick sixes.
Why not? But I mean, don't be sending me no letter because you missed it, because you didn't do your job. It's okay, man. It's what it is in late night and late game situations right there. I think Mac, he was okay. He was all right.
Hawks also fall to the Rockets on Saturday, 158-111 since we last spoke to you. 10th consecutive loss. We will have Hawks basketball on the air tonight on 92.9 The Game as they take on the Golden State Warriors. Pre-game 7, tip at 7:30 over at State Farm Arena. Why are you laughing? Brian Gephardt is laughing for some odd reason. I have no idea why. We'll find out. We'll also talk to Harry Douglas next, talking about number one, why he got Jermaine Grace fired. And number two, about the Falcons going into this week against the Carolina Panthers. That comes your way next on the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Willie P. in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Willie P. in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Less than 20 minutes from now, we'll give you our prize picks for the weekend. Or for Monday, I should say. Not for the weekend.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, man, that thing makes me some money.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. I didn't know what to expect when they asked me and Andy to do this. I'm not a gambling man, not a fantasy guy, nothing. But it's been pretty fun.
You clutch to those shekels.
I do. But for some reason, it's easier when it's not yours. they gave us a promo Monday, and we found out, you know, that
it's pretty easy to win.
It's easy to win in a late night, you know, boozing session I had. That I was on Prize Picks, and I was trying to see if we could withdraw the money, and got me and Andy in trouble with the Prize Pick people.
Look at you!
But you know what? I don't care.
Thursday on Thanksgiving, I made out like a bandit. I pocketed, I think, $150 on Thanksgiving evening. I was very very happy about that. It was nice little chunk of change.
Oh my god! Oh, Trey Young's tonight. No, I can't do Trey. That's too much.
Yeah, Trey Young is in there tonight. I think I might go with him, but we'll get you our Prize Picks here coming up at about 20 minutes time. No Harry Douglas. Apparently, Harry is on the dentist chair.
Oh, no.
Which
Damn it, Harry.
Which is terrible.
He running scared.
It is.
He don't want to appear because he lost the young man his job, which he just lost his job.
He did. It is also a Falcons Monday. We're obligated to tell you. It's brought to you by Xfinity. This is Beyond Wi-Fi. It's X-Fi. Only from Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity X-Fi on an Xfinity Falcons Monday. But, hey, you know what? Them's the breaks when it comes to HD.
You got your Prize Picks ready?
I'm ready to go if you want.
Hey, Brian, hit the sounder.
Prize Picks?
We got our Prize Picks ready.
I'm ready to go if you're ready.
Okay.
Prize Picks time. You ready?
Yeah. Don't forget you can download the Prize Pick app today. 10 times the payout. No sharks. No split pots. It's you against the projections. MyPrizePicks.com is where you can find it.
Just
what is it? The code word is 929.
And also it gives us more time for our Ask Me Anything questions, our AMAs, which come your way in about 50 minutes time. Wendy will answer questions. You can reach her at Wendy Radio, reach the station at 929 The Game, and also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 for all those questions that we'll answer about 50 minutes from now. Who you got tonight?
All right. See, tonight I'm going with some surefire. I'm going with Devin Booker tonight. Devin Booker, they're playing they're playing Charlotte. Huh, how about that? Can't wait to see those highlights later. I'm going under. He's out of 41. I'm going over the 41. I'm going Kelly Oubre, who is also playing the Hornets, under his 35. And then Eric Paschal, who's playing here against Atlanta. He's a 30, and I'm going to go under that.
I'm going to go with Danger Russ.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Danger Russ over the 22.1. And then I'm going to go Stephon Diggs under, because I think Seattle will be able to maybe clamp down Kirk Cousins. You know, you can't go head-to-head quarterbacks
and
on
Thielen's
that.
Not there. Thielen's not there tonight either.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ride Trae Young.
Okay.
I'm going to ride Trae Young.
I mean, he's been doing every dang thing anyway, so you might as well ride with him.
I'll ride with him on the over there. Those are our Prize Picks here for a Monday night here on 92.9 The Game. This was one thing I wanted to get back in with you here on just the college game. And this was something that we were talking about beforehand. We were talking earlier about all the college coaches that got fired, you know, and you know, at the Power Five schools, it seems kind of self-explanatory. You know, Luke, I know that was something that DJ Shockley was talking about with regards to, you know, he had kind of won the respect of the room, but you almost wonder about that. Barry Odom gets fired at Missouri. A couple of these other Group of Five jobs where Charlie Strong loses his job. Is it just me, or does it seem like we've gotten to a point where the standard has shifted? It's no longer good enough to just go and get the bowls, get your seven wins, and go to bowl games every year, because it seems like, I almost want to say, the playoff has killed your ability to survive mediocrity.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. It's definitely diminished the meaning of bowl games. I mean, look at the Sugar Bowl last year when Georgia, you know, supposedly didn't want to play and all that. Man, you remember how big the Sugar Bowl was, or how the Rose Bowl and all these things that now. You know, and it has, because it's like, if you're not one of those final four teams, you fail.
Right.
And, you know, I've always believed that if you don't win a championship, you fail. But you can still have a successful season, because the thing about it is the kids do love the bowl games. The fans do like it, especially when, you know, you're a Big Ten school and it's cold. You want to come down to the Gator Bowl or the Citrus Bowl, Outback Bowl, and stuff like that.
Well, they love them so much that they're sitting out now.
Yeah, but, I mean, because it's everything is so different now.
Right.
The mindset of the players is so different.
You
now.
Hate that?
Yeah, I do, but I hate it. But at the same time, I don't blame them. That's just the way it is nowadays. Right. That's the way society works. And a lot of times, these players And it's good. You should look out for yourself first, you know. And as a teammate of one of these players, I know that their teammates are not mad at them for not playing. Mm. They're not.
I see the player's side of it.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
But I also feel like this is something that college football did to itself.
What it means?
In the fact that they basically decided to go all in on marketing the playoff. I mean, look at every other commercial on ESPN right now. It's who's number one, who's number one. And they talk about the ranking show, and then Selection Sunday happens. And it's like, you know, it almost was like they had it right at the first because they were marketing the New Year's Six heavy, but then they realized that no one really cares about the New Year's Six. It's all about the playoff. And that's why a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's good that Alabama is not in the college football playoff anymore because it adds some freshness to it. And it's like, I don't know if that's necessarily
people
true.
People tune in to see Alabama.
Right.
People tune in to see Alabama. I mean, you look at, if LSU does beat Georgia, it probably will. If Utah can get past Oregon in the Pac-12 championship, it might be Oregon. Don't nobody want to see Oregon, Ohio State?
No.
People want to see LSU, Clemson.
Right.
But nobody wants to see LSU. But the thing about it, that's not Utah's fault. It's just that they're not a national brand. Utah's a damn good football team.
Yeah.
A really good football team. But that's what I'm saying. You want to sell markets. The brand, it sells. It is what it is. But, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more about the fact that it's a shame that the Orange Bowl has been, relegated to just another bowl game.
And people will talk about, we'll expand it to eight.
No.
Give everybody, a power – if all the Power Fives an automatic bid and an automatic Group of Five bid and two at-larges, I don't know if that fixes anything.
I don't either. What it might fix is the fact that some people won't say it's not fair because you probably more likely won't leave out a conference champion. That's pretty much it. I think that's the only thing that you can say it would accomplish. I mean, I don't understand why people say, well, why don't they have the tournament like they have in the lower divisions, as far as you start right then and, you put top seed and all that. I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind it either.
I wouldn't mind it. I know we talk about, well,
but you'd have to get rid of the bowls.
And that's the thing about it. And as much as we just talked about the bowls being diminished, it's such a big part of the college football fabric.
I remember the first time when I was a freshman, and they hadn't gone to a bowl in a couple of years, and it was the Independence Bowl. Mm-hmm. It was Shreveport, and that's a laughing stock now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, you were excited to go. We were excited to go. I then went and saw it, and I was like, okay, that's why people aren't excited to go.
Exactly.
They played Spurrier. They beat Spurrier.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
came back from 28-7 down
but
to beat Spurrier.
Again, I mean, the kids, I mean, some of us like it. I enjoyed all the bowl games I went to except for the one in Hawaii. Even though it was in Hawaii, we were just ready to go. Coach fired and everything.
But, I mean, even them, 2 years after that, they went to the Cotton Bowl, and you would have thought they wanted to build a statue.
Yeah.
And now the Cotton Bowl, unless it's a playoff semifinal, it's an afterthought.
Exactly. I mean, you look at the Peach Bowl. The Peach Bowl has been widely regarded as one of the best bowls of all the bowls. It's a fun bowl. Chick-fil-A, they do a great job of putting on it and putting up the teams and all that. And again, it's a Big Six bowl if it's not hosting a college football playoff game. So, I mean, my biggest thing, and I think the most famous bowl of them all, has to be the Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And that was always just a huge thing. But it was going to be Pac-12 versus the Big Ten. You have USC. I mean, it was just the aura of that type bowl.
The Cotton Bowl, since it's moved to Jerry World,
is different.
But I like
it's different.
But the people there, the hospitality of those people for, the teams and stuff like that, they really take care of the teams.
But I don't like it there. I'm a real traditional when it comes to college football.
Oh, you wanted it at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, I just think it's the Cotton Bowl. But I understand why they moved it to a bigger venue like that.
Can I tell you a secret?
The
Cotton Bowl is a dump.
I know it is. That's what I'm saying. I know it's just like the stadium down there in Jacksonville, that Georgia Ford, that's a raggedy place. But I don't want it moved, unless it's a home and home. I mean, I like that. But I get the Jerry World thing because, Jerry World, if you ain't never been, you just go. It's amazing.
I wouldn't mind seeing Georgia, Florida, and Atlanta on a rotational basis.
Oh man, just put it on campus, man. Let's go to the swamp. Well, bring them up to between the hedges. I think that'd be so much fun. I mean, last time they came to the hedges, Chris Dorn still scoring touchdowns. I think Danny Wolf threw 12 of them that day. I mean, dude, it was bombs over Baghdad up there.
But like I said, I feel bad for some of these guys. Like even guys like Adazio, too, where it's like you're in a very low-pressure job at Boston College
and you get fired
just basically for going, above 500. And it's like what do you think you're going to go get there? Like seriously, who's going to want to come there to be basically in the shadow of all the pro teams there? You're in the ACC, which is not a football power right now outside of Clemson. And it's just, again, there are so many of these jobs out there that it's impossible to crack that. I hate to use the term, but it's a ceiling.
It is. You're right. I mean, you know, the recruiting part of it, because so many of the top recruits are going to just certain schools.
Mm-hmm.
Certain schools are getting the best players.
That's so much of the talent is concentrated in over like 8 to 10 programs.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you need those facilities and everything. That's why Jimbo Fisher wanted nice facilities down there in Florida State so he can compete with those guys. I mean, you go to some of these places, man, the kids just want to go just so they can sit in a locker with a TV.
Right.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but, hey, that's the way it is. Kids, they don't go to schools for tradition anymore.
I say
they go for it. The coach, the amenities, all that.
Guys aren't signing up to live in Pickens County. They're signing up to go to that where that place that has a slide.
Yeah.
That's why.
And Pickens County. Speaking of Pickens, George Pickens has apologized to his teammates, but nobody really cares because we know you're sorry.
We know you're sorry.
Yeah. The Atlanta Hawks take on Brooklyn. It's this Wednesday, December 4th at State Farm Arena for the Peachtree Night. Big Crip, he will be performing at halftime, so go purchase your tickets at your Peachtree Night tickets today at Hawks.com/Peachtree.
I think I might head out to that game Wednesday night.
All right. We were just talking. I mean, it's going to be a fun game, and the cool uniforms they got.
I love the court.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be dope.
The court, what they did with the first Peachtree Night was very, very sweet. Now time to answer some questions. Wendy's going to come in here for the AMA segment. 404-741-0929 on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Also on Twitter at Wendy Radio and at 929 The Game. It is Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 929 The Game.
It is a Falcons Monday brought to you by Xfinity. This is Beyond Wi-Fi. This is X-Fi only from Xfinity. Xfinity, get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Wendy's in here at Wendy Radio on Twitter and Instagram. Time to answer some questions.
And we will start with this one. What makes your teeth itch more, losing a game due to a missed field goal or bad officiating?
Kickers.
Definitely.
We hate kickers, yes, and I'm glad that we can come together
on this.
Because
you have one job!
You
money.
At the end of the day, officials are humans. They're going to make mistakes. And,
sure.
and nobody's ever made 100% of their kicks. But when a kicker misses, it just makes you mad because you sit there and you know what they do all day in practice. They don't do nothing.
Officiating, I don't get as mad about because you can't control officiating.
Exactly.
You can control good kicking or bad kicking. At least you would like to think you can.
What is better to watch, really bad karaoke singing or really good karaoke singing?
Really good, man.
No, yes, I love watching people really flame out bad karaoke.
I can't stand it. I like, if you're going to do it,
you do karaoke.
Unfortunately, I'm forced most of the time.
But I enjoy it. Are you good?
Yeah. I want to see The Voice. I don't need to see The Voice. Come on. I'd rather see somebody, you know, be very, very bad, embarrassingly bad.
Randy, did you wear long sleeves during really cold games?
Hell no.
Why?
Real man don't wear no sleeves.
I wore sleeves.
No. You out there with your arms out in the elements. Now you be cold as hell, but no, there ain't no daggone sleeves.
Well, you said you wore sleeves.
I wore sleeves when I played, but not nearly at the level that Randy did.
Never ever wore sleeves.
Favorite show on TV right now?
What am I watching right now? I watch so many. We got so many daggone shows. I just finished catching up on. I love the show with, and I was forgetting when Forrest Whitaker's playing Bumpy Johnson. And I got to Google it real quick because I can't remember the name of it. But I love that show.
Bachelor. You and me. Bachelor.
Season's about to kick off.
I'm ready, baby.
Are you serious? Or are you joking?
I'm not kidding. That's the one thing that Wendy and I have in common. She hates Seinfeld. We hate basically everything.
The Godfather of Harlem. It's on Epics. Bumpy Johnson. Oh, yeah.
That is the one thing that Wendy and I have in common. We both love the Bachelor series.
I have fun with that.
It's starting a new one, Randy. You can hop on in and join.
No, you
can play Fantasy Bachelor.
I'm cool. You know what's so great about my wife? She does not like this lot of stuff, but she does not like those shows.
The reality TV shows.
So
it's the only one I like.
I'm not forced to watch.
It's the only one I like.
What is the strangest gift you've gotten from a fan, either at the radio station or when you played in the NFL college football? Strangest gift.
I once said I was hungry on the air and someone brought me some chicken wings.
Yeah, Brian.
I was afraid to eat them because I was like,
Brian said keep it PG, so I'm gonna leave that alone. I have some weird ones.
Oh, you have some non-PG weird ones.
Yeah.
when you play
in the
league?
Can you write it down and hold it up in here and we can give you the reaction?
No.
Come on, Randy. No, now I want to know.
So are we talking about unmentionables?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a couple of pairs I had some draws sent to me.
Women's unmentionables?
Yes, women's.
It's a dadgum mistake.
I had some women's draws sent to me and everything, yeah.
Well, speaking of Dabo, who would be a better salesman, Nick Saban or Dabo Sweeney?
Dabo Sweeney. Dabo could sell salt to a slug, man.
Yeah.
This is how he gets recruits, though.
Hey, you got draws, though?
If Dabo, let me put it this way. Tuscaloosa is a very, very nice place. I've been to both Tuscaloosa and Clemson, South Carolina. If Dabo is selling people to come to live in Clemson, South Carolina, he could sell salt to, he could sell snow to an Eskimo, man. I'm just saying.
Top four college mascots. Your top four.
Like live ones or
someone just said top four mascots.
Ugga, Mike the Tiger.
Who's Mike the Tiger?
The live tiger at LSU.
Oh, okay.
Brutus Buckeye.
I'm gonna go,
and then the Stanford Tree because the Stanford Tree is a little crazy.
I'm gonna go Ugga. I like Smokey up there, Tennessee. He's pretty cool to me.
I don't like Tennessee. I can't say.
I'll go with. With probably
also auto mention Reveille, Texas A&M.
I go with Bebo.
Bebo. Oh yes.
I go with Bebo, and then I know they're not using him anymore. The Colorado Buff.
She.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Bebo's done.
Yeah, I know Bebo's done, but
retirement.
Meow.
She got a little Ralphie, bit too aggressive.
Ralphie.
Yes.
Bebo got Ralphie. Aggressive.
Almost ate the dog.
It's fine. Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter?
Street Fighter.
I don't really know the difference.
Street Fighter
is two sides of the same coin, yeah. But
Street Fighter is more of a game itself. You know, you can do other things other than sit there fighting each other.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Well, we're going to go back to something that happened last week. So, Randy, what do you mean by costumes when you visit an establishment? Because Randy said he wanted to see certain exotic dancers in costumes.
Yeah,
I wouldn't elaborate on what costumes.
See, I'm not going to an adult club. And I can see a girl on there with a matching Victoria's Secret bra and panty set. No, I want to see some style to it. I want to see some.
You don't want
straps and tassels and stuff.
You don't want
boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
you don't want garden variety negligee.
Exactly, man. I don't need to see you in the pinks edition. You know, or those sports. I want.
This isn't the Victoria's Secret fashion show. You're telling me.
No, I want to see some good stuff.
All right.
And some boots.
Rest in peace, by the way, for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Or them see-through heels.
We talked about that last time I was here.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace. Show. By the way, Randy, no more Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Oh, I didn't watch it anyway. They ain't got enough yams.
What does your wife watch?
She watches stuff that I like to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
He must be a
saint. Yeah, Victoria's Secret. Yeah, ain't no yammies.
What's your favorite meal to eat when you are sick, not feeling good?
Soup.
Ramen.
You see Master P coming out with a new ramen noodle flavor?
No.
Yeah, man. Master P trying to do some things, man. It's called wrap noodles.
Wrap noodles? What is in the Master P noodles?
Master P trying to get on.
I love ramen. Big fan.
This one coming from Twitter. Do you see any college football players not participating in a bowl game if their team doesn't make the playoffs?
Yes.
Until they get meaningful?
Yeah.
Meaningful compensation.
Yeah.
Outside of the scholarship and the stipend.
Another one from Twitter. Oklahoma versus Bama in the Sugar Bowl Would that get higher ratings than an Ohio State versus Utah?
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why I've been selling that one too for a couple of days now. Hell yeah.
Oklahoma Bama.
Utah makes the playoff, are y'all watching?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
I'll watch because I have to, but not because I want to.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Can I share beer with you guys? What are you guys drinking right now? Favorite beer right now,
Heyman Ale, of course.
I mean, I'm drinking an Ultra, you know. But I did have a Busch. I had a Busch, but I had the light ones the other day. It was all right. I missed it.
You need to figure out a way to ship some of those Red Dragons back from Manila.
I know, dude.
I
really wanted some, man. I got to figure out how I can get me some over here. I got to figure it out.
Figure out a distributor of some sort.
We'll figure it out, but
that's fun.
I like how you that you drinking the Hey Man. That's
I like
cute. That's
I like
cute.
I like the Hey Man. I actually do.
It's cool.
It's good.
Willie P, are you a fan of White Claw?
No, I'm a Truly fan.
Oh, that's another hard seltzer. Sorry, Randy.
I stand for Truly.
You'll never get me to drink one, bub. Nah.
I do not like White Claw. I like Truly's.
I did call you bub, didn't I?
We have two.
Light.
No, I'm not drinking a White Claw. Him and Andy had, there it is right there. Him and Andy were drinking a thing at Andy's house. I was like, I'm not going to drink that thing, man. White Claw. Then he told his wife to go pick some more up.
I only like it by the pool or the beach, though. I won't drink it in any other situation.
Oh, it's great.
No.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
He's got it.
Almost time for us to get out of here, but we have to give you some takeaways from today's show and then set you up for Dukes and Bell in the afternoon. Willie P in for Andy. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Forgot to tell you as well that the Ask Me Anything segment, the AMA, is brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org. We've kind of hit the silly season in college football, Randy, where we're getting a lot of these reports that either are fake and seem real or kind of outrageous, and we've been getting a couple of different names being thrown out as possible replacements at certain places. But one we did not expect literally just came out in the last couple of minutes, and it's from Washington football site, their official Twitter. Chris Peterson will step down as the coach at Washington.
That's crazy, man. I think he's one of the best coaches in college football. But sometimes it's time to move on, go somewhere. Now, is he stepping down to take another job, or is he just done with coaching for a while?
Says he will transition into a leadership advisory role for Husky Athletics. Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator, has been named the new head coach.
Wow. That's crazy, man. That is crazy.
Takeaways for the day. Brian Gephardt is impressed that I am, quote, a truly man, as opposed to a White Claw man.
Okay.
And Wendy's takeaway is that Brian is Randy's bub.
Dude, I can't luck out your bub. I mean, that is I'm sorry.
And you only called me Andy once today,
yeah,
by the way.
I did.
My takeaway is the worst thing that happened to you while you were playing was that you had somebody poke your eye out and then you had women's drawers sent to you.
Yeah, man, it's rough life. And my takeaway for the day is that I've got to bring out my encyclopedia dictionary thesaurus because Will likes big words. So, with that being said, it's been fun, dog. I can't wait to hang out with you again tomorrow.
I will try to.
Big word, Will.
I'll try to.
No. Don't change. No. Because I'm just going to keep, calling you out about
it. That's the way it works.
Exactly.
What do you guys got coming up?
So, you're
next?
Saying he's a real cunning linguist?
Dude, that sounds like one of his words that he used today, Mike. He only got me.
Hey, you know, college boy wants to use what he learned, man. You know,
he's getting all that education out of that.
He got that book learning degree from Mizzou.
But it's been a fun time.
You guys
Will.
Are nuts. You guys are crazy.
And he loves Hey Man L.
Good. Yes, he does. And I appreciate him supporting. By the way, we got Dan Quinn coach's show today. Debo is going to be the player guest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.